The Elves and the Shoemaker.
Once there was a shoemaker. He was a good man. He worked hard, but he did not make much money. Soon all his money was gone. All he had left was a piece of leather. It was enough to make one pair of shoes. He cut the leather to make a pair of shoes. But the day was gone. He said,
"It is too late. I will make these shoes tomorrow."
The next morning, the shoemaker woke up. He sat down to work. Then his eyes got very big. The pieces of cut leather were gone. But a pair of shoes was there. And they were very well made. In fact, they were beautiful. The shoemaker did not know what to say. Later, a customer came to his shop. He liked the shoes very much. The customer bought the shoes. He gave the shoemaker a lot of money. The shoemaker was happy. He bought more leather. It was enough for two pairs of shoes. Again, he cut the leather. Again, it was too late to work. He left the leather in his shop. Then he went to bed. In the morning, the leather was gone. Now there were two pairs of shoes in the shop. These shoes were like the first pair. They were very well made. They were beautiful. The shoemaker did not know what to say. Who had made these beautiful shoes? That day, two customers came into the shop. They saw the shoes. One customer said,
"I want those shoes. I will give you a lot of money."
So the shoemaker sold the pair to him. Then the other customer said,
"I want the other pair. I will also give you a lot of money."
Both men left the shop. Both carried a new pair of shoes. The shoemaker used the money. He bought enough leather for four pairs of shoes. Again, he cut the leather. Again, it was too late to work. So he left the cut leather on a table. The next morning, the leather was gone. There were now four pairs of shoes on the table. This went on for many days. The shoemaker made a lot of money. Then Christmas came. The shoemaker stayed up all night. His wife did too. They watched the shop. At night, they saw two elves in the shop. The elves had no clothes. The elves began to make shoes. After the shoes were finished, they left. The elves are wonderful, said the wife. Let's do something for them. I can make them some clothes. The shoemaker's wife made clothes for the elves. Then they put the clothes in the shop. That night, the elves found the clothes. They were very happy. They put them on. Then they laughed. They danced and sang. Then they left the shop and never came back. But the shoemaker did very well after that. He made enough money. He and his wife were very happy.